O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Hold not your peace at my tears. Jesus, like a mother, you gather your people to you. You are gentle with us as a mother with her children. Despair turns to hope through your sweet goodness. Through your gentleness, we find comfort in fear. Your warmth gives life to the dead. Your touch makes sinners righteous. Lord Jesus, in your mercy, heal us. In your love and tenderness, remake us. In your compassion, bring grace and forgiveness. For the beauty of heaven, may your love prepare us. Psalm 12.
You, O Lord, will watch over us. Help me, Lord, for no one godly is left. The faithful have vanished from the whole human race. They all speak falsely with their neighbor. They flatter with their lips, but speak from a double heart. Oh, that the Lord would cut off all flattering lips, and the tongue that speaks proud boasts. Those who say, with our tongue will we prevail. Our lips we will use. Who is Lord over us? Because of the oppression of the needy and the groaning of the poor, I will rise up now, says the Lord, and set them in the safety that they long for. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver refined in the furnace and purified seven times in the fire. You, O Lord, will watch over us and guard us from this generation forever. The wicked strut on every side, when what is vile is exalted by the whole human race. You, O Lord, will watch over us. Lord, when faith is faint and speech veils our intentions, restore us by your word of power and purity, both now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Is not this the fast that I choose, to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and to bring the homeless poor into your house, when you see the naked to cover them, and not to hide yourself from your own kin? Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, Here I am.
Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. In penitence and faith, let us make our prayer to the Father and ask for his mercy and grace. For your holy people, that they may triumph over evil and grow in grace, we pray to you, O Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For candidates for baptism and confirmation, that they may live by every word that proceeds from your mouth, we pray to you, O Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the leaders of the nations, that you will guide them in the ways of mercy and truth, we pray to you, O Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the needy, that they may not be forgotten, nor the hope of the poor be taken away. We pray to you, O Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the sick in body, mind, and spirit, that they may know your power to heal, we pray to you, O Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the poor in spirit, that they may inherit the kingdom of heaven and see you face to face, we pray to you, O Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us commend the world for which Christ suffered to the mercy and protection of God. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to seek for any reward save that of knowing that we do your will. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today your daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May God bless us and show us compassion and mercy. Amen.